bones and all was crazy.
I'm really sensitive to, like, the gore and stuff.
The sounds, like, crunching sounds.
Yeah, I was going to say, they did the sound design. They did very their homework. Smart. They different body parts make different sounds.
Welcome to Wake and Bake Boston with me, your host, Capital. Join me weekly in discussions with special guests and experts on waking and baking to discuss Boston happenings and current media topics surrounding film and music.
Good morning, everyone. Today's guest and my first guest ever who will be joining us on my first two episodes is Ethan Pearl, an expert on waking and baking. Ethan Pearl, welcome.
A pleasure to be here, Kat.
So today we'll be talking about a lot of Boston news and media topics submitted by you guys online. All right, so Ethan, the Princess of Wales, Kate Middleton, and Prince William were in Boston last week for a three-day trip supporting William's Earthshot Prize Initiative. What do you think about this hot Boston news?
Dude, I don't care. I don't care about the royal family.
You don't?
No, I mean, I liked it when those two people left because that was actually interesting.
Which one? Oh, Meghan, you mean? And
Meghan and Meghan's husband, yeah.
Meghan's husband.
Yeah. When they left, it was interesting. I'm like, oh, cool. They just want to be not in the royal family.
Yeah.
Which, you know, something I relate to, not wanting to be in the royal family. Seems really boring.
Yeah, I don't really get the hype either.
One time, actually, I took a nap, and when I woke up, the queen was dead.
Oh my god, I forgot about that.
I had a 10 a.m. I checked Instagram before. The queen was very much alive. Then I took a nap for a few hours. I woke up. My roommate said, hey, queen's dead. I'm like, oh, okay. And then I went back to sleep.
What a way to find out.
Yeah, I feel like it's my fault somehow.
You think that because you took a nap, you killed the queen?
Yeah, I mean, well, yeah.
So as we know, it is the holiday season. The tree lighting in the Boston Common was last Thursday, December 1st. I understand you celebrate both Hanukkah and Christmas. Did you attend the event?
I very much did attend the event, and it was really nice. Again, yeah, so I'm Jewish, so it was just nice to participate because, like, my dad's Catholic, my mom's Jewish, but I live near all my Jewish family, so I don't do a whole lot of, like, Christmassy things outside of my immediate family. So it was just kind of nice to participate because I do a lot of Jewish things inside my immediate family.
Yeah.
I have a very large Persian family who loves everything.
So how did they do this year?
I think they actually did really, really well. Yeah. It was cute. It was nice. It smelled pretty nice. Yeah, I think there was like a cinnamon thing in the air.
That sounds beautiful. Sounds very lovely. I'm sad I did not get to attend myself. I was at work, unfortunately.
I got to go.
In other Boston news, the Red Sox just signed with Kenley Jansen for 2 years for $32 million. Is this a good deal?
I think so. So something that's interesting about the Red Sox is that they are total hot garbage. They're a dumpster fire, and it's really funny.
Ethan, this is a Boston podcast.
And I'm a Boston Red Sox fan. I'm a massive Boston Red Sox fan. Last year when they won the ALDS against the Rays, I was at Fenway, and it was crazy.
Oh my god, no.
Yeah, it was one of the best games of my life. Yeah, actually, it probably was the best game I've ever attended. This year, there were just injuries, there were players being disappointing, there was trades that made no sense.
Yeah.
And the Red Sox finished last. They went from second place in the AL to last in their division. Rafael Devers got hurt in the middle of the season, and he just stopped. Like, his stats for, like, the last third of the season are terrible. J.D. Martinez hit, like, 30 home runs last year. I think he hit 13 this year. Kike Hernandez was hurt. Nathan Eovaldi was hurt. Chris Sale was hurt. Our bullpen is non-existent. Christian Vasquez was traded. And Bobby Dalbec was bad. And then Trevor Story got hurt. So it really, everything sucked. Oh, and Hunter Renfro got traded. Like, they traded a pretty good player for a player who was so much worse for no reason. Like, I don't get, it was such a bad trade. This is good because Kenley Jansen's, like, a really good closer. And they just signed Chris Martin the other day, who's another good reliever. And what this shows me is that I hope that they're trying to compete. Fenway in October is a magical place. Like, Boston fans are fun. Boston fans are mean. Boston fans
are... We are serious people.
There have been Fuck the Yankees chants. Like,
all the time.
I've seen it while Cleveland was playing. There were no There was like no Yankee fan within a 2,000
unprovoked.
Yeah, everyone just like, yeah, fuck these guys. They were all, they weren't there. They were in New York. Yeah, so this is good. Also,
this is a good deal. Yeah. And where, do you know where Kenley Jansen came from?
Yeah, actually. So Kenley Jansen, another reason I really like him is he had most of his career with the Dodgers. And oh, he was...
As some of you don't know, Ethan is a major Dodgers
yes,
fan.
Yes, it's... I'm from LA, so it's Dodgers in Boston.
Yes.
Who I love. And... So Kenley Jansen, he was their closer for a while, and he won the World Series in 2020 with them.
Yeah.
Then he went to the Braves for 1 year, which no one liked, and now he's going to Boston for 2 years. That's really good. $32 million is honestly...
$32 million for 2 years is...
Honestly,
must
for,
be nice.
I know, but like this guy, I thought that he would expect more money. I thought that he'd...
You think
man,
so?
I thought that Kenley Jansen would want more money, so I think this is a really good deal. And I'm just really happy that Boston went from a really crap bullpen to a good bullpen,
yeah.
Because now... Next year we have...
Yeah, hopefully next year we do better.
Also, next year we have, like, a full year of story, full year of Devers. We have this new guy, Tristan Cassius is his name.
Mm-hmm.
They called him at the end of last year. Hopefully he's good. I'm hopeful for the Red Sox.
Me too.
I'm cautiously optimistic.
Cautiously optimistic. Before we move on to our media topic, I would like to tell you guys about the app Letterboxd. Letterboxd is a social app focused on sharing reviews and opinions about films. The app allows users to share their taste in movies with others and find a community. All right, so moving on to media, there are a lot of new movies out currently, including The Menu, The Fabelmans, Banshees of Inisherin. And when I asked this week what you guys would like us to talk about on Twitter, one of the topics tweeted was to discuss Bones and All, which Ethan and I actually attended together a few days ago. And spoilers ahead, everyone.
They eat people.
Yes, they do. Yes. Queer cannibalism. What a topic.
It's definitely in my top 10 queer cannibalism movies.
I would say like, number one and the only one I've ever seen, probably.
Yeah, Bones and All is fucking crazy.
It's crazy.
I really loved it. I think it's really good screenplay. I actually like Timothée Chalamet in this, even though he's very, very Timothée Chalamet. I like him. I think that he's a good actor, and I think that he's pretty good in this, too. I found the message really, really interesting. And that being said, it is so gross.
And oh, horrific. Absolutely disgusting.
I'm really fun to see horror movies with because I love horror movies so much. And Bones and All isn't a horror movie, but it has a lot of like horror elements. Like there's some suspenseful parts.
Yeah, jump scares.
There are a couple scares. There's the eating people part.
Of course.
And yeah, I love horror movies and I am a total bitch in horror movies. I am so scared. I saw The Black Phone with some friends and there was a jump scare where my ass was fully in the air.
Like, are you serious?
I jumped. And then after that happened, like, you can't even be like, you can't play that off.
No, you can't.
You can't even be like, I didn't do that. Everyone saw it. I jumped out of my seat. So I just leaned over my friend. I was like, yo, did you see that guy?
Oh my God.
What
did
a
you
moment.
See that guy?
Yeah, wow, what a weirdo.
Bones and All was crazy.
Yeah, so I'm really sensitive to, like, the gore and stuff.
No, I can't really handle, like, the sounds, like, crunching sounds.
Yeah, I was going to say, they did the sound design. They did
Very
their homework.
Smart.
Different body parts make different sounds.
The nipple tear. There is a scene
where
Timothée Chalamet bites into a man's chest and pulls off his nipple, and it's very, very...
It's something.
It's hard to watch. That's what it is.
Unappetizing.
Very, very much so. However, I do find the story very beautiful, and I know that you and I talked about this a little bit after the movie ended, but... A lot of people don't really see it past something as just like a thriller or a deeper meaning because there's a lot of threads online about how this movie is actually about queer cannibalism and not just, you know, two people who eat people and are crazy. It's something much deeper than that. It's something that they can't control and it's something that makes them feel closer to people who they love. And so the meaning is actually quite beautiful because, as we know, at the end, Marin ends up eating Lee, Bones and All, and he wants her to do it. He asks her to do it because it's like an act of love. I know you're grimacing right now. You're getting a little...
No, I know. And it is...
But I think... I think it's so beautiful.
I do find it kind of beautiful, like, the way it's portrayed.
Yeah.
I don't condone cannibalism.
I don't either. But just to be
honestly,
clear.
Just thinking of that scene, like my legs are tensing up. Whenever I watch something on the screen, I imagine it happening to me, which is which is not a habit I like having.
No.
And it's just so It's pretty rough to watch. It is really rough to watch, and I'm not gonna watch Bones and All for a long, long time. But it was really good, and if you can stomach that kind of stuff, because like they do it well, it is fully people being eaten and screaming in pain. They're still alive while it's happening. It's disgusting. It's horrific. If you can handle that, it is a great movie.
Oh, incredible! But I definitely would not recommend for people who do not like gore.
Not.
Or body horror.
Don't, not fit for toddlers.
Not fit for toddlers, no.
Okay, do you else? One other thing I liked about Bones and All. There was one scene, like, where they explain, like, so Bones and All is one of those movies where they say the title in the movie.
Yes.
Whenever that happens, I get so excited. I will look over my friends and be like, they said it! They said the thing! They said what we're seeing! And they encountered two, I think they were homeless. I don't know, they were strange. Two other people who they call eaters. Two other, eaters, which is just, you know, cannibals. And they're like, so you ever eat someone bones and all? And they're like, what's that? There's before bones and all, you know, and after bones and all. It's when you eat someone bones and all. And they were like, what the fuck? You eat the bones? And I really like how even in cannibal world, there's still weird people.
Yeah, oh my god, especially the, what was his name that followed her? Sully.
Yeah.
Fuck Sully, that guy scared the shit out of me.
No, yeah, he's another weird
cannibal.
Hey,
Shirley.
There's he another talks weird like cannibal. This. It's
Can you do your Sully impression?
I forgot what Sully
sounds like. He sounds like this. You don't like Sully.
You don't like Sully.
And now, some tips from our guest on how to make sure your significant other doesn't eat you.
Yes. Okay. So, first we have divorce. Mm-hmm. This is probably the cleanest of the options because all the other ones are just yikes. You know, you have to be able to do it respectfully because, you know, divorce does not necessarily declare that you will not be eaten by your partner. But yeah. I think it's like the most safe option. All right. And if that doesn't work, you can have your bones surgically vacuumed out of your body. Not exactly sure what that would do, but it is something I thought of to put on this list.
That's good.
I don't really see how not having bones would make you not be eaten, nor can I see how...
Could you move? Could you escape?
No, you don't have bones. You're just...
Yeah.
But yeah, that's your second tip.
Second tip. Okay.
All right. Next we have... All right. Eat them first. It's very hard to be eaten.
Eat them first.
It's very hard to be eaten by something you have already eaten and are currently digesting.
That's a good point.
All right. Get a bunch of tattoos, because apparently they taste really bad. I mean, it makes sense.
It does make sense. It's ink.
It's ink. Ink, it's bad for you,
ink
I guess.
Ink is bad. So is eating other humans.
Like, I don't... Okay. I don't want to eat a person, and neither do you. But we all know that if you had to choose between, you had to choose between tattooed person and not tattooed person.
We would choose not tattooed.
Yes, again, I don't want to, but you also would rather do the person without tattoos.
Yeah.
All right. And last, there's find out what they're allergic to and eat a lot of it. This is basically biochemical warfare.
Yes.
I am gluten-free, not by choice. One time at In-N-Out, I was having a bunch of my sister's milkshake, so she got a burger bun and smeared it all over the straw. And
are you serious?
Yeah, which was hers. I mean, that's fair, but damn. So yeah, that sucked. So that's basically taking that to an extreme. If you're just filled to the brim with what they're allergic to, it's like while it's in you, it's a temporary shield. Just keep reloading that, and eventually you'll just never be eaten.
That's actually really smart.
Yeah. And also, and this one also applies to multiple categories. Like, if they're Jewish, you can eat shellfish. If they're vegan, eat pork. Pork covers a lot of demographics.
If they're vegan, why would they be eating you?
Wow, that's a great question. I feel like Lee is vegan.
Oh, Lee is like totally vegan.
I feel like Lee would not
Lee
eat.
Is, what's that really weird diet? Keto? Lee is definitely keto. Yeah.
Is that kale?
I don't even know.
Is that the one where you eat people alive?
No.
Yes, that's the one that Lee's on. Which you're right, it's not very vegan.
Do you think they would come out with like a Bones and All cookbook?
I hope they don't, because someone will use it for real.
Pretty funny.
Like, I guarantee...
No, for, like, actual food, not how to cook humans. But also, then, what's the point?
I guarantee you that in the world, there are probably at least 3 people who have been eaten as a result of Bones and All.
Oh, for sure. Released. How many couples do you think left that theater and were like, all right, are we going to do this or not?
You want my honest answer?
Yeah.
0.
No, come on. There's a lot of people in this world. There are some couples who definitely saw that movie and were like, I love you so much.
I don't.
Oh, we have to do this.
I can't imagine anyone, like, being attracted to anyone after that. After, like, looking at that movie, I've never wanted to touch another human being less. I loved the idea of love portrayed in it, but the thing is, I love it because it's a movie.
Yeah,
it's not real. I love the idea of love, of that, and, like, the idea of being so close to someone.
That you need to be a part of them, yes. Like, quite that literally. That
is very interesting to me to watch as a concept, but that does not mean I look at anyone and be like, this is what I need right now. What I feel is, I don't want another person kissing me because I don't want my body anywhere near anyone's teeth. Because something I learned about the cannibalism in this movie, it's very non-consensual.
Very.
They eat the people. The people don't ask to be eaten. So if I'm kissing someone right now and they want to cannibalize me, they're not going to ask. They're just going to do it.
You're so right.
I don't think any
guys, couples, be careful out there.
I don't think couples walk down to me and be like, okay, let's eat each other. Bones and all.
Bones and all.
Does bones and all include teeth?
Oh my God. Yeah, it definitely does. Right?
I don't know.
Do you have to eat their, like, hair?
Yeah. Gross.
You get, like, a furball.
Do we want to go down this hole?
I don't. Do you?
I'm willing to commit to it, but I need to know that we're going to...
You know what? Let's commit to it.
Alright, what's the worst part of the human body to eat?
Toenails.
Oh, fucking Christ. That's awful. Anything that's filled with fluid, really. Oh my fucking God.
What?
There's a character in this movie who takes hair from everyone he eats.
Oh my God. And ties it
together in, like, a giant, like, rope.
So nasty. So... It's, Sully.
Oh my God. And it's, like, large enough.
We could jump God. Rope.
It's like a gym rope. You know,
literally.
You climb in high school?
Yeah.
It's like that. Stop. But with human hair of people who've been eaten.
It's so nasty. So Sully, one of the characters in the movie, after he eats his victims, he takes their hair and braids it. And puts it and braids it with other hair of his victims. So he shows Marin, our main character, this, like,
this is like this,
it's so
this
gross.
Movie is actually,
this movie
like, makes my skin
crawl. Yeah.
Yeah.
And he has this long ass hair rope.
So much.
It was so good. See, we sound insane because we're describing it, and it's absolutely horrific and disgusting.
Yeah, it's just I love what it. I love what it represents.
I love what it represents.
And again, I really liked the acting in it. I really liked
the acting was beautiful.
I loved the writing. The editing is. God awful, honestly.
Yeah, I didn't like those fades, those two time fades.
There are a lot of like really, really. There's this time where they'll just do like 3 random cuts in the middle of a scene to something else.
Yeah.
And it just continuously takes me out of it.
Okay.
I feel like there's a thing in horror movies, and this is a thing with. It's definitely a thing with X, definitely a thing with Bones and All. I've seen it with so many horror movies today that just. People are really okay being, like, extreme now. Like,
yeah.
Bones and All had no problem being
disgusting.
Like, there's a part with...
They were, like, they knew people were gonna love this.
There was a part with, like, this girl degloved somebody else's finger with her teeth, and they did not stray away at all from
that
putting
disgusting.
That off screen.
Nope.
They had it fully on screen.
I'm gonna cut a short here during our discussion of X, because we're actually gonna be discussing X and some other New Age horror next week.
Oh, and sick. We are. You're right. You're right.
We are. All right. Well, you heard it here, folks. Thank you, everyone, for joining us today on Wake and Bake Boston. Remember to submit topics on Twitter for new episodes, and I'll see you guys next time.
Me too.